With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. It is time for the next bit of the cyber finale. We're up to, oh my God, it's episode 8 of the cyber finale. We're still in the Timeless Children, the season 12 finale. Okay, so Ashad, the lone Cyberman, the one with his face still hanging out underneath the helmet, he is looking for Graham and Yaz and Ravio and that lot. Well, there's only one left other than them, isn't it? The brother. I'm sure he's got a name. I don't know what it is. I was never very good at the names. So they're all hiding in the cyber suits. And then the Cybermen upstairs have called down and said, we're about to go through the boundary. So Ashad goes back up and Graham is inside a cyber suit. He climbs out of his sarcophagus and goes, oh, we've got to get off this ship. As the ship goes through the boundary, we see it's huge, this massive big cyber ship going. And as that happens, the doctor wakes up in a void and she can hear the master's voice saying, once upon several times, before the Time Lords, there was an explorer called Tic-Tac-Toon from Gallifrey, and she was a Shibogan. She was a Shibogan. A Shibogan, and she invented space travel, went to another planet where she found a gateway. And we see all this, by the way. This isn't just him telling a story while the doctor's standing there looking around. We see Tic-Tac-Toon's spaceship flying around. We see this weird gateway. The boundary, it's the same kind of purple thing, which makes me wonder if they're related. So there was an abandoned child who looks like they've been thrown out from another realm. They've come through this purple hole in the sky. So Tic-Tac-Toon rescues the kid. It's just a little girl in a big kind of costume. Kind of almost Japanese-y sort of looking thing, or maybe ancient sort of Thai looking stuff. Anyway, it's gorgeous costume. So the Tic-Tac-Toon adopts the kid, and she's constantly poking and prodding at it, trying to find out who this child was, what they are. And then the kid is playing with a friend and falls off a cliff. Just like Brendan. And then we get a flash of Brendan in Ireland falling off the cliff. It's like, whoa, what's going on here? And Tic-Tac-Toon comes running to see her kid from another planet that's been thrown through a hole, dying. And she's really sad. And then, regeneration happens. And this is Gallifrey's first regeneration. Then the Doctor and the Master are just standing there watching this thing. Meanwhile, the Master is also standing beside the Doctor while she's in the paralysis field. It's like all those light up rings that are around her. And the cyber ship lands on the ruins of Gallifrey. And it's like, the ship is as big as the whole city. It's a big spaceship. Meanwhile, Koshambas's camp is being attacked by Cybermen. They're kind of approaching, go... and a couple of them are shot down by turrets. And Koshambas is like, yeah, see, they're... Oh, now the Cybermen have shot the turrets. Ryan, meanwhile, is given... Because he's been given this bomb that's in the shape of a basketball. And we saw him in the first episode of this series attempting to play basketball and getting kind of better at it. Like, you know, getting on top of his dyspraxia. Is that what it's called? I can't remember. That's from a whole season ago. Anyway, he says, look, I've never been a great shot. But he's going to give it a go. Anyway, he throws the bomb and it lands in between two platoons of Cybermen and explodes, a huge explosion. And he's gloating. He's like, yeah, I got them. I got it. And then more Cybermen appear on the ridge behind him. And so he has to start running from their gunfire. Meanwhile, Ashad, the one-faced, half-faced lone Cyberman, appears in the capital. Well, you know, enters, walks in. I know it's weird with Doctor Who. When you say appears, it could mean, oh, I've just arrived. The Master welcomes him and is saying, you've done something no Cyberman has ever managed. You've conquered Gallifrey. And the Master says, look, I want to help put right the atrocities of the cyber war. And Ashad says the Cybermen will eradicate all organic life. He has a death particle in his chest capable of destroying all organic life. It was created through him by the Cyberium. And the Master points out there's a flaw in his plan. He's like, you know, Cybermen are part organic and you are more organic than most. And Ashad says, my new cyber warriors are purged of organic material and he's going to ascend to full mechanization and will become perfect. And the Master's like, you know, you lack vision. And he goes, I've got notes. And he's like, he's telling him the Cyberium is flawed, which freaks out Ashad, so he starts choking the Master. And the Master's like, you know, robots are not special. You know, you just, anywhere you go in the galaxy, throw something, you'll hit one. And he's like, you know, I can facilitate the Cybermen becoming the most powerful force in the universe. Woo! The Master asks about the cyber conversion processes on the ship. And Ashad says, oh, yeah, they're good. They're ready to go. He doesn't say it like that, obviously, because he's a moustache-twirling villain. But anyway, I paraphrased it. So the Master says, I've burned the Citadel, but, you know, I'm a bit of a hoarder. And at that moment, he gets a psychic twinge. And he's like, oh, the Doctor's waking up in the Matrix. And he says, my consciousness can deal with her. So I can do two things at once. All right, smarty pants. So, look, you know, multitasking isn't really a thing. I don't know if you know this. They did some, you know, research. I read a research paper for university about multitasking. And I know, look at me reading research papers. But yeah, they've worked out that multitasking is actually rapid switching between tasks. So when you think you're multitasking, what you're actually doing is your brain is going there, 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 there. And because you're not concentrating on one thing altogether, you end up doing both things really terribly. It would explain why many of the Master's plans are so bad if he thinks he can multitask. Like, yeah, I can do two things at once. Oh, I've messed that bit up. And that thing over there. How did I mess up both of these things? Yeah, because you can't multitask, mate. Anyway, he's telling the Doctor about Tecteun and how she was experimenting on the regenerated child and it took her years and she became obsessed. And it sounds like she ended up killing the kid a few times because it went through several of the child's regenerations. It's problematic. And then Tecteun is starting to understand regeneration. And finally, she thinks she's worked out the genetic code. And so she tests it on herself and she regenerates into a man. Whoa. So she spliced the genetic ability to regenerate into her. So because of this discovery, the Shabogans grew And the city grows, and we see like a time lapse of Gallifrey becoming, you know, the Gallifrey we know in the big bubble. The Shibogans become the Time Lords, and the Timeless Child was the genetic basis of all Time Lords. And the Doctor's like, "What happened to the child?" And the Master starts laughing and goes, "Haven't you worked this out yet? The child is you. You are the Timeless Child." And she's like, "No. No, I'm not." And the Doctor has a massive freak out, like fully, and the whole void goes weird and wobbly. It's pretty bad. Meanwhile, Ryan and the kid finally catch up with Koshamas. They're wearing Bluetooth headsets, which was weird. Like, and not even like, you know, Apple Pods, like really old school ones. Meanwhile, the Cybermen detect three human life forms and start wandering around the area. Koshamas manages to kill one of them. Then the Cyberman finds the kid hiding in a chest. Ryan shoots at a Cyberman. Ryan and Koshamas nearly shoot each other. And then the Cybermen call out to Ryan and Koshamas. They're like, they're going to execute the kid if they don't surrender. So they're about to surrender. They're like, "We can't surrender." And the kid's like, "No, don't give yourselves up. Don't save me." And they're like, no, we better. And so they go, we're surrendering. And the Cybermen are counting down. And then we hear shots fired. Oh no, it's all over. All right, next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.